Hope and Anchor, where the weird and wonderful are bread and butter.
Talking about stuff that is maybe really uncomfortable or vulnerable, really real stuff of human life, and in a way that is hopefully funny, you know, like that holds together comedy and seriousness somehow together. I think that's what we do really well, or try to do really well.
I mean, life is funny and there's a lot about it, but it's also quite deep and quite expressive, and it requires a lot of bravery to have conversations.
So Hope and Anchor is starting.
Hope and Anchor is where we're going to celebrate, not tolerate, everybody.
Diversity. in its fullness. Right. Across the spectra.
All the spectra. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no views are bad views. I take that back. Some views are terrible views.
Some views are horrible ones.
But we're up for conversation.
We are. That's what Hope and Anchor is conversation between you and me with guests looking for the spirituality is how I talk about it. We may not even call it that, but the spirituality running through everything. You may call it energy. You may call it God. You may call it zhuzh. You may call it woo-woo. But the something that's not us, that's running through us. What is that? And what does it feel to be connected to that? That's
definitely
part of what Hope and Anchor is.
And you know when I wind my fingers around, that means, can you try and finish?
Oh, I thought you meant Jasmine to finish that bit. I thought you meant you wanted more from me.
Boogie a bit.
Jazz and I probably are both extroverts. I'm
again, that thing I do with my fingers.
John is one of our producers, and you can tell he has a very frustrating job.
Keeping us in order, why even try? You've not learned, have you?
We will see you on Hope and Anchor, which is starting again very, very soon. And what do you say about John? It's not...
And we'll be back for good.
We're back for good. Back for good, meaning not a series for 6 weeks, but back for good every
Always
week.
On, yeah.
Always on.
Let's take that. Coming back for good.